Martin Perlman, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Well, my pleasure to be here.
You started Boston Baroque in 1973, which is really early on in the modern advent of period instrument ensembles. In fact, you established the first permanent period instrument ensemble in the U.S., and the orchestral landscape was so different back then. It must have been almost hostile to you. What was that like?
Well, it depends on where you were at that point. In Boston, there was a tremendous curiosity about it. And we were actually filling up halls from the very beginning because people were curious to see what these kinds of instruments, the Baroque instruments, would sound like on a certain music. And but there weren't very many people at that point that could really play them well.
What is so very different about the approach of a period instrument ensemble as opposed to a modern orchestra?
Well, I guess there are two things. I guess the two big differences are sort of obvious. One is the instruments, and the other is the playing style, which comes partly out of the instruments and partly out of what we know or can learn about what they said about playing the music. And so, you know, the instruments themselves make the music, the sound of the music very transparent, very articulate. And that's really appropriate for Baroque music. It's really made a lot of Baroque music something that people wanted to listen to, whereas before it was almost only Bach and Handel or just a few famous pieces like the Four Seasons.
My guest is Martin Perlman. He's founder and director of Boston Baroque. Let's talk about this wonderful recording of yours, Haydn's The Creation. Now, this is Haydn's magnum opus, isn't it?
Oh, yes. An incredible work.
And it took him a long time. He spent more time on this, about 2 years, than on any other composition of his. Why did it take him so long to write it?
It seems that, first of all, I should say, it was late in his life. He was in his mid-60s, which in those days was, you know, an elderly man. And it was towards the end of his career. And he was considered the greatest living composer. He had recently been in London, where he was very impressed with Handel oratorios and was convinced to try to write an oratorio of that kind himself. And people, I think because of his status as a great composer and being towards the end of his career, expected this to be what it turned out to be, his magnum opus and his, you know, an incredible masterpiece. And that put tremendous pressure on him. And we can kind of feel that. We can see it in his careful sketching and all the time he took and the reports that every day he would wake up and get on his knees and pray that he would have the inspiration to keep the level of this piece up because there was a great expectation for it.
Did Londoners like Haydn's Creation as much as Handel's Messiah?
Well, I mean, it was a hit there, as you're suggesting. Handel was really up on a pedestal in
well, they
London.
Almost considered him to be a native son, even though, of course, he was German.
That's right. I mean, he was their great local composer.
Yeah.
The first reviews in London said things like, something to the effect that this was a wonderful work, but of course it's not quite on the level of Handel, and with Handel all in caps.
Do you have favorite moments in the work?
Oh, I suppose I do. I mean, the whole work is wonderful, but, you know, there's the great, the fantastic opening.
What is so great? Can you explain that? What is so great about the opening?
Well, first of all, it is a depiction of chaos before the creation. And Haydn went through a number of stages, and we can see it in sketches that he left, trying to find the right sound for this kind of swirling unclarity, as it were. And he ends up with a score that has a little a figuration swirls in instruments in the inside of the orchestral sound. He has very, very precise dynamics, so that an instrument will swell to something louder and soft and softer again, but they're not all doing the same thing at the same time. And so that there's this sense of just changing our focus constantly. And harmonically, there's this sense of instability that's really remarkable and really belongs to the next century.
And do you have other moments?
Oh, sure. A very famous moment from that just stunned the audience in the original performance so much that they applauded and they had to stop the performance for a while, was at the creation of light. Because after the chaos, it's very still and quiet until God says, "Let there be light." And on the word light, the entire orchestra just and chorus becomes fortissimo and in a brilliant C major chord. And it's an astonishing, unprecedented moment. There's also there are all kinds of things. There's the first sunrise, where it starts very quietly with the sun just peeking over the horizon, and as it rises, it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and louder. Choruses of praise are phenomenal. I mean, when the angels sing the praises of God. And then I guess I can't leave the list without mentioning the moment when Adam and Eve wake up. And they look around, there's this incredible creation, and it's very quiet and still, and they're singing this beautiful song just in total awe at what they see. Amazing moment.
Martin Perlman, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thank you for playing and listening to our Haydn creation.
Well, congratulations on such a stunning recording, which we're going to listen to now.